The Wyoming Department of Workforce Services has been hosting a number of job fairs across the state, presumably because there are jobs to be had. Joan Evans is the department director. She says there are jobs for just about every type of worker, but it might require job training or relocation.
It really depends on what community in the state you live in as to where those opportunities are and how easily they are to access.
Are there some areas of the state where there are a lot of job openings, as an example?
Well, we do. It depends. For instance, we hear, you know, especially for youth, that some of the job markets are very tight. Our Sheridan office is saying it's a very tight market for youth. Other offices are saying, oh, you know, generally we have opportunities for them to come in. We're hosting a lot of career fairs, job fairs this time of year, specifically for our youth. For instance, Jackson High School is getting ready to do one in May. They'll reach about 600 kids doing that. So really, just trying to point people to our local workforce offices or our Wyoming at Work website, where they can kind of see regionally where those opportunities lie and where their skills match up.
What about people trying to locate to the state and trying to find jobs? I mean, what's out there?
Well, we do have a lot of job gains in natural resources and mining, including oil and gas. And the job losses in construction have slowed a bit. And, of course, this time of year, that always tends to ramp up. So those opportunities are out there. There are some construction projects going on, some larger projects, power plant, pipeline projects. So those provide opportunities. Again, I think we've seen a lot of people coming from out of state because our unemployment rate is, in the grand scheme of things, at the lower end. People will come here even without any kind of opportunity lined up, just saying, it's got to be better here than where I am. And so oftentimes they'll show up in a particular community and just say, kind of, you know, here I am, I'm ready to work. And they might not have any skills or anything that matches up with that sector of our state. So that doesn't always work out so well from the folks just coming here just to explore opportunities.
Let me ask you about a couple of other areas. One is veterans. I know you've been doing some job fairs with veterans. What's it look like? And let's first start with, what does the situation look like?
We really want to serve our veterans, and it's a priority for us on a state level as well as a national level through the Employment and Training Division through the U.S. Department of Labor. So based on that statement, we just got done hosting a tri-state job fair for veterans. It was the first time that we ever did that with Western Nebraska, Northern Colorado, and Cheyenne. And we were able to attract, oh my gosh, you know, just hundreds of people. I think over 200 participants in that. We had employers there, 49 employers with actual open positions. They were doing interviews, and we were able to connect folks with actual employment opportunities that day. So we do have folks in our local field offices that work specifically with our veterans, and we have a great partnership with the Veterans Service Commission, who handles the benefit side of questions for veterans. And we really want to be sure that they understand what's available for them, and that we have folks in our offices that specifically deal with them and kind of understand their needs a little bit more uniquely.
Last year, thanks to your office, we went out and talked to some people in Rawlins, and just as a snapshot of some folks who had lost their jobs and had been underemployed or unemployed for a long period of time. What are things looking like for those people?
We know that we have some folks that have been chronically unemployed. And we also have folks that are back into the labor market, but they aren't at anywhere near the earning level that they were maybe two and a half years ago. And the situation with those individuals, you know, they're not showing up in our number of unemployed individuals because they are probably working. But we know that their personal situations aren't near at the level that they were at the time that the economy really started to go down. So sometimes those folks kind of fall off the radar, so to speak. They've maybe been discouraged or thinking, well, I got this particular job, I guess I'll just stick with it. We'd still encourage them to, you know, come in. Again, we've got over 20 field offices around the state. You can go to our WyomingWorkforce.org site and find those specific locations. But if you feel like you haven't been able to, you know, get back to a level to where you were before the economy started to decline, please don't feel like you still can't come in and talk to us about that and maybe some retraining or even just some help connecting with a different opportunity.
I know that was a very that was a tough conversation we had with a lot of those people that had been in a particular job for a long period of time, and they're in every day. And I sometimes wonder if people know that story out in the state, that there are a lot of those folks out there.
Right. It kind of, if it's not a headliner on the front page, I think we start to think, oh, then everything's okay now. And for some folks, they have a whole different reality than they did a couple of years ago if they were in, you know, a high wage position and that job doesn't exist anymore and is not coming back. Then what are the options for them? And we know we have folks in Wyoming working two, often three jobs. And so we need to, you know, remain diligent and provide as many resources as we can.
Well, the last group I want to talk to you about are University of Wyoming graduates who are coming out soon. What they say is they're hearing from more employers than maybe they have in the last couple of years. Is that a good sign?
That's a great sign. And we're working with some partners around the state, the university and the community colleges, and involving employers on STEM-related type jobs, the science, technology, engineering, and math opportunities. We really want to be able to be sure that we're communicating what employers have available specifically in those fields and others so that graduates will look at opportunities in Wyoming and not think, oh, there isn't anything here for me, and then go out of state. We've been trying to help specific employers attach to student groups at the university, make themselves visible, be sure that the students understand what the opportunities are, even when they're, you know, at the junior level, their senior year, so that they start to understand what may or may not be out there. But I think it's an encouraging sign because the UW grads will always say, you know, I'm getting done. Now, what are my opportunities? And many of them do want to stay.
What's the position that you can't seem to find employees for people? I'm curious if there are jobs out there in the state that the employers are struggling to find the right employees.
Well, often technology jobs. I mean, that's one that we have heard about in the past. And as we hear about announcements of technology companies and the like showing interest in coming into our state, we want to be sure that we are fully ramped up and going to be able to provide them the personnel that they want. I think, again, Bob, it depends on where you live, but a particular area may be short of truck drivers. We may look at it and say, oh, we've probably saturated the market in training folks and getting them CDLs. But I heard from an individual with a company the other day saying, we can't even find CDLs. So again, being able to connect our field offices with businesses in those local communities and understand where the supply and demand is, and we can meet that local need.
Joan Evans is the director of the Department of Workforce Services. Always nice chatting with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.